Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Thank you for joining us. Today's text is taken from Ezra chapter 6, and we're reading verses 1 to 13.
Moreover, I hereby decree what you are to do for these elders of the Jews in the construction of this house of God. The expenses of these men are to be fully paid out of the royal treasury, from the revenues of Trans-Euphrates, so that the work will not stop. Whatever is needed, young bulls, rams, male lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, and wheat, salt, wine and oil, as requested by the priests in Jerusalem, must be given them daily without fail, so that they may offer sacrifices pleasing to the God of heaven and pray for the well-being of the king and his sons. Furthermore, I decree that if anyone changes this edict, a beam is to be pulled from his house, and he is to be lifted up and impaled on it. And for this crime, his house is to be made a pile of rubble. May God, who has caused his name to dwell there, overthrow any king or people who lifts a hand to change this decree, or to destroy this temple in Jerusalem. I, Darius, have decreed it. Let it be carried out with diligence. Then, because of the decree King Darius had sent, Tattenai, governor of Trans-Euphrates, and Shethar-Bozenai and their associates carried it out with diligence.
Our focus is on verse 12. Let it be carried out with diligence. The rebuilding of Jerusalem was to be done with diligence. The Hebrew word speaks of both speed and care. There was to be no hanging around or wasting time. It was to start immediately and to be done as quickly as possible. But the work had to be done well and with care. No cutting corners or second-rate materials. King Darius recognised the importance of doing the best for the Lord God, and so should we. Jesus has invited us to be part of building his church, and he deserves the very best from us. Time is short, so we need to act quickly in making disciples. No time to hang around on the mountain tops. Look at Acts chapter 1 and verse 11. But disciples of Christ must be well prepared for the challenges and opposition that lie ahead, so care must be taken with teaching and nurturing. There can be no turning a deaf ear or blind eye to biblical teaching. Diligence now will have lasting effect in the New Jerusalem. A prayer. Lord God, as we make disciples, please keep us from overlooking things simply to achieve our goals. Help us to always work for quality of discipleship over quantity, so that our work for you is of eternal value. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.